So this talk's entitled, Why Doesn't Your Site Work on My Mobile Phone? And I'm a mobile phone consultant. I do a lot of mobile web, mobile app development and consultancy. And I'm going to start my presentation today by doing something which no one else will have done today. I guarantee you that. And that is I'm going to praise the United States federal government. So this is a sticker that you are, if you're in America, are going to start seeing on every single car that's sold in the States, which will tell you all about fuel efficiency and how wonderful this car is and its safety record, all sorts of things, which is pretty cool in of itself. And in the bottom left, you'll see a QR code. And if you have a mind, you can scan it in now. And I see two people scanning in. Come on, guys, get your scanners out. That's better. And this takes you off to a service where you can take a look at all this car detail, all this safety, really important open data that we want to be getting out to the people, and you can view it on your phone. Now, does this take you to an iPhone application? No. An Android application? Oh, no, no, no. What does it take you to? A mobile website. Now, this isn't the prettiest in the world, I'll be the first to admit that, but it is perhaps the most useful. Not only in terms of usability, you can go along and say, I want to look at a car from 2009, and there's some pictures of it, yes, this is the right car, and see all the data. But this will work on every single phone with an internet connection and a web browser. You do not need to spend $600-$700 at the Church of Steve Jobs in order to be able to use this data. When I see the government saying, we're going to make iPhone apps, that's pretty exciting, but unfortunately, it's useless. Hands up everyone here who's got an iPhone. So, using this... Hands up everyone here who's got an iPhone, BlackBerry, or an Android device. So using this statistically valid survey, I can say that 95% of the UK population has a smartphone. Hands up if you think that's right. Okay, good. So I'm going to give you some statistics, and I'm going to be quite upfront with you, unlike some of the other presentations. Every single stat I tell you is probably going to be a lie. But that's all right, everyone else is lying to you as well. I'd really encourage you to go and look for these stats. Please don't take anything that I say at face value when it comes to these things. You really need to find this out for yourself just to make sure that I'm not lying to you. I remember I'm being recorded. I can't swear as much as I like to. So here's some good sources for stats if you're interested. Opera released a whole bunch of stats about what people are doing on the mobile web. Communities Dominate is Tommy Ahonen, who writes extensive, very, very detailed, angry prose about mobile phone statistics. And Gartner, for all their flimflammery, actually do have some very good research in the area of mobile phones. And what do they point to? They all point to the fact that no one has a smartphone. Okay, a few of us have smartphones, but mostly rich people. I'm possibly going to be very biased here, but some of the stuff that we're trying to do, this open data stuff, it's not just for rich people. Or am I wrong in that assumption? We only really care about people with enough money to spend 40 quid a month on a phone contract. No, okay, maybe not. £10 a month, okay, that's 120 quid, which when you're on benefits is actually still too much when you can buy a £20 phone which works. So here we go. This is smartphones. So Apple, this is the total worldwide sales, so it's not quite apt for the UK, but worldwide sales in the last quarter. We see that Apple, 14% of the phone market, and that's pretty stunning. Android, you know, everyone's like, let's build Apple apps. Android, actually, 17%. BlackBerry, 18%. They were a lot higher. They're shrinking a bit. Our good friends at Symbian, they didn't pay me to put this here, 41%. I mean, Symbian still are selling about the same as Android RIM and Apple put together. And hands up here, anyone who's developing a Symbian app at the moment. Hands up anyone who's developing an Android or an Apple app. You're mad. I'm being quite serious. See, there are very good advantages to the Apple and the Android platforms in terms of being able to get your apps to people and perhaps being charged for them. But if you want to take open data to the masses, you're barking up the wrong tree if you're going Apple, Android, and even RIM. And, you know, I love my Nexus One dearly. Google, if you're listening to this talk, another one would be nice. But in actual fact, you know, when I said I was going to lie to you, I'm still lying to you. This is smartphone sales. So Apple have 14% of smartphone sales. Well, let's take a look at worldwide phone sales in the last quarter. So this is coming from Gartner via Reuters as well. It's not as pretty because I don't like graphs. Smartphones, 61 million, nearly 62 million smartphones sold in the last quarter. Dumb phones, 264,060,000, which, if anyone is good at maths, will be able to tell you, oh, it's already up there, 81%. And the situation in the UK is about the same. It's about 14 to 20% of phones sold every quarter are smartphones. The majority of people aren't buying Android devices, they're not buying Apple devices, they are not buying smartphones, they're buying the £50 pay-as-you-go handsets or the 2G, maybe 3G smartphones, which are dumb. You know, they are not what we call smartphones, but they do have web browsers. And you can make this open data available to many more people than just the 19%. Remember, this is 19% of sales, and people who are on 18-month contracts aren't going to be upgrading, well, for 18 months. You know, anyone who's bought a dumb phone in the last month probably isn't upgrading for 12 to 18 months. So we've still got a long way to go before your app is going to run on most people's phones. So I said in this talk in the description, I just wanted to give you some tips to say, you know, it's actually not that hard to do. Nokia, who are lovely people, Nokia, if you're listening as well, more phones for me, actually provide a whole load of templates. If your web design skills aren't that great, you can download templates for free, which will work on low, medium, and high-end phones. And they actually look pretty good, and they will work. Nokia do a whole bunch of stuff if you visit that URL. All these slides will be up on SlideShare later for you to ignore. You are able to take these, use them completely freely to redistribute, and you can be more or less guaranteed that your service is going to work on every phone. Not just my phone, my smartphone, but on that phone that your mum's got or your gran's got, or the people who, you know, really might need access to government or other open data services. You can see I hate PowerPoint. You can use services like Device Atlas or the free Werfel, which will allow you to investigate a phone's characteristics. So if you're saying, well, I want to put a big map up there, but some phones have got small screens, well, there are free services which will allow you to automatically detect what a phone's resolution is, and things like Tiny Source, if you're not comfortable with image magic, will allow you to shrink images down to the right proportions for that phone. This isn't a request, by the way. I don't want lots of... a few kisses are fine, but how many people here do website development, just like for normal big web? How many people here have to develop for Internet Explorer 6? A few. And how many of you love it? No. Phones are a lot like IE6. You know, IE6 has been out for 15 years, 10 years? Too long. How long? A million years. It's since the Stone Age. But people are still using phones that they had 5 years ago. You know, you think about how outdated the first Android phones are. Android 1.6, ridiculous. People are still using them. People are still using phones from a long, long time ago. And what you need to do is keep it simple. Don't over-rely on JavaScript. When I took a look at Mapumental, I think if any one of you saw that last year, which type in your postcode and did all sorts of whizzy JavaScript things to say where you could afford to live, great. Didn't run on anything but the most expensive MacBook that you could buy, let alone getting it on a phone. Think about what your users really need. If all it is type in a postcode, get some results back. Actually, you can do this very, very simply. There's a lot of templates which will make it look good, and it will be accessible to the most amount of people. This is why we want open data, not just for us, you know, rich kids who can afford to spend a Saturday afternoon pissing around in lecture halls and talking about how wonderful phones and technology are. We want to get this information out to as many people as possible. The best way to do it is to make it simple and available on just regular mobile phone web browsers. If you're running WordPress as a way of getting data out, there's plenty of mobilization plugins. Don't go for the ones which say iPhone theme, because guess what? A, it won't work on most mobile phones, and B, people who don't have an iPhone will go, what are these buttons doing? They don't look like my phone. This is the WordPress mobile pack, which I help write. It's not the prettiest thing in the world, but you know what? It works on every single phone. I've tried going back to the GX10, which is the first mobile web enabled phone. I'm not saying ignore these. I love smartphones. I think they do wonderful things. But what I want to say is, did anyone see the Asbometer, which was displayed downstairs? Brilliant. It allows you to type in a postcode or get your location and show how many crack houses have been closed near you. I think that's pretty cool. And they had 200,000 downloads because they were only available on iPhone and Android. And I won't say only because we know it's a tiny percentage of the market. If you think your service is useful, sure, create something beautiful for these beautiful, expensive, rich kids' toys. But don't leave the rest of us out there. Make your open data open to as many people as possible. I'm going to finish with one final stat, which is true. Which is the Office of National Statistics go around and they count how many people have various things. And one of the things they looked at is private ownership of computers and mobile phones. More people have private access in the UK to a mobile phone with a web browser than they have access to a PC. Which means if you're building something which is sensitive, whether it's about rape crisis centres or who you want to vote for, most people share a PC. Now, whether that's with their spouse or their parents, their kids or their work, they've got access to a PC, but they don't necessarily want to type in, I think I'm gay, what can I do, where's the nearest refuge or anything like that for me, into a shared computer. But they do have a mobile phone, which is theirs and is personal and private. Anything that you can do to get open data into most people's hands, I think is absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much for letting me talk to you. I will now take a question, apparently. Yes, the gentleman over there. So the question is, do most people with older phones not have internet access? The answer is mixed. Some of them don't, that's absolutely correct. But in actual fact, the statistics which the GSMA produce for the UK says that, yes, people with older phones do access the web. They don't access it as much, partly because of data costs, but also because there's a slight dearth of sites which are actually good for older phones. When we see, I think it was AdMob talking about the phenomenal rise in advertising on iPhone, what they sort of conveniently missed out was that they don't really provide advertising for non-smartphones. So the short answer is actually yes, these people are using their phones, but they're using them in a fairly limited way because the services aren't there. It's slightly chicken and egg, I would agree. Any more questions or general abuse? Yeah, so if you want to, the question is how would you test a site across multiple mobile phones? Effectively, there's a couple of ways. The easiest is to go down to your local second-hand shop and buy a bunch of phones for 10, 15 quid, which is economically can be quite tricky. There are also services like Device Anywhere, which will give you some free testing time, and after that you pay, and you can get a range of reports back on how well your site performed on various phones, and you can specify those. I can also recommend, and these are paid services if you're doing anything paid, Zunu and U-Test. U-Test crowdsource mobile phone testing. So you say, I want people in Russia and South Africa to test this on phones like this. They'll go out and find them and get reports. There are also emulators as well. So BlackBerry, the higher-end smartphones generally provide good emulators, the lower-end ones. If you want to be 100% sure that it works, aside from writing sort of valid XHTML mobile profile stuff, is just to buy a couple of older phones and test them. It's like testing on IE, Safari, and Firefox. Anything else? That's correct. So for those of you who didn't hear, in developed worlds, internet access is primarily through mobile phones. And there it's an interesting stratification. Firstly, most people's first experience of the web is through a phone. And so if you're doing anything which says, as someone from was showing some DFID stuff, which is how much money is the UK spending in aid in certain countries, if you want that data to be available to the people in those countries so they can see, it needs to not only be web mobile web-enabled, but mobile web-enabled for very, very low-end, low-power phones. The other thing to think about is the majority of services in places like Kenya, for example, are done via SMS and voice. If you really want to get your data out to the developing world, consider talking to people who can provide good SMS links or even voice links to those countries as well. And I would still say for the UK, if you want people to respond to things quickly and you want to push information out, SMS has 100% guaranteed coverage, whereas web and apps certainly don't. One question there, and then there, and then I think my time is up. I don't think WAP is completely forgotten. No, there are still a significant number of WAP devices out there, but for people who write web pages, it's significantly easier to write. Even basic HTML will work on basic HTML devices, but WAP is a very different protocol, a different way of writing. I would encourage, if you want to get really wide dispersal, then yes, WAP isn't a bad route to go down, but it is heavily shrinking in the UK, and it's not being progressed in other countries. So when we talk about Kenya, their devices there with Opera Mini or Opera Mobile on them don't render WAP. Yeah, it's shrinking, but still useful. And then final question there. Yeah, so the question is, what features work on which devices? So let me just pop back here. So there's two very good resources. One is Device Atlas, which is free to use, but I think you might have to pay a license if you're doing some stuff with it, which will tell you whether, for example, you can click on a link and it will do click to call in the phone, and also will tell you whether the browser supports PNGs and GIFs and all that kind of stuff. The other is, I believe it's pronounced Werfel, which is an open source project by Luca Pisani. That's also very good. The coverage between them is, I think, broadly comparable. The interfaces to them are slightly different. So whichever one, I mean, they literally, you drop them into your website and just say, when I receive this user agent, tell me, does it support animated GIFs? Does it support submitting forms or things like that? So they've got fairly good coverage if you want to discover what phones do what. I think I'm all out of time. So if you do desperately want to contact me for whatever reason for abuse, there are my details. Thank you very much indeed.